The Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. It's 5 a.m. here in the Studo Financial Studios, and my name is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and right alongside each and every weekday morning is the horticultural guru, that is Kristen Hildebrand, Warren County's Horticultural Extension Agent. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris. Did you have a fine weekend?
I had a fine weekend.
It's like wine and fine.
All the kids were home, and so we had a large weekend. What about you?
Well, we celebrated Lena Grace's second birthday on Saturday, so you know it's always a good time to celebrate her. I can't believe she's 2 years old, but you know time does fly.
Yeah. We were just talking off the air about my kids, you know, and really, Kristen's known my kids most all of their life, and mm-hmm. and so, you know, but they're great big kids now. So
yes, college and in high school.
College and high school. Well, you've got something coming up like tomorrow, right?
We do, and okay. I'm so glad we get to talk about it because. This is something that you can actually get outside and enjoy some things related to gardening.
I haven't seen your gardens, but I know what my Barron County Master Gardeners have done. And man, I tell you what, group of volunteers, they put their heart and soul in things, don't they?
Yeah, and it really shows up, especially when they do put forth that effort and that work ethic all together, and you get to see some of these beautiful flowers.
Fantastic. Tell us more about this garden tour program.
Yes. So I'm really excited to be able to talk about on Get the Scoop this morning is that our Warren County Extension Master Gardener chapter here in Bowling Green, they're going to be offering some guided tours of our annual flower garden trials that we have, and we've had those for a couple of years now. But also, if you are interested in attracting more pollinators, more butterflies to your garden, they're also going to be able to showcase their newly installed in the spring, their certified Monarch Way Station. And Chris, you and I have talked about it before on Get the Scoop about the Monarch Way Station, but it's been very eye-opening. And if somebody kind of is like, what in the heck is a Monarch Way Station? Well, basically what it is that Monarch Way Station attracts the monarch butterfly, specifically with host plants that they like to munch on as caterpillars, lay their eggs on as adults. And then that way that you're guaranteed that nice repetition of butterflies. And it also includes nectar plants that the adult really, really does like too. So, and a lot of the plants that we have in that Monarch Way Station is mostly native plants to Kentucky. So I know native plants kind of might be a new term for some of you guys listening, but native plants, have done really well for our area because they are native to the environment of Kentucky, and there's some added benefits with those. Chris is looking at me like, okay.
Well, you see, you would call them native plants, and you know my first word that I would call them?
What's that?
Weeds.
Weeds.
But anyway, but all a weed is a misplaced plant.
Exactly. And so this opportunity is going to give you kind of a visual for how that these gardens are laid out.
Now, oh, yeah.
With the annual flower gardens, Chris, we, as you know, we have different flowers that we evaluate twice every month. And we started this project started getting the beds ready at the end of April for all of these gardens are on a raised bed type situation. But what we did is that we got them ready, got them prepped, and then we planted those annual flowers at the beginning of May. And what we did is that we evaluated them on a 1 to 5 scale. So 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. And so now that everything is at peak maturity, you can really see what has done really, really well. And most of those flowers that came from those trials were fairly new to even me. So and our Dr. William Owen, who's at the university, had selected a lot of those different varieties. And so, Chris, these garden tours are actually happening tomorrow. So if you're interested in taking a tour, there's a couple of different options on tour times and dates. So tomorrow, the tour is going to take place on October 26th from 3 until 5. If you can't attend that particular time frame, then they'll be offered again on Thursday, October 28th from 12 noon until 2 o'clock. So if you want to kind of come during that lunch hour, if that best fits your schedule, or if you want to attend on Friday, October 29th, it'll be offered from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. All Master Gardeners with the Warren County Extension Service will be giving those tours, and we're also going to have the Conservation District on hand to talk about their backyard conservation practice. So, Chris, you're probably wondering how to sign up. You can look at our Facebook page at Warren County Agriculture or Warren County Extension Master Gardener page. There's a survey link there. All you have to do is click on that and then sign up for a date and a time, or you can contact the Extension office here in Warren County.
All right, that's
270-842-1681.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
That's okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
All right. So the Master Gardener Tours, mm-hmm. coming right up. Call the Extension office if you got any questions.
That's right. Thanks.
All right, folks. We invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobdy, Dye, and Reed. And our friends over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.